Welcome to another episode of Meet the Experts with Howie Carr. On today's episode, Howie speaks with Dr. Ryan Welter of Regenerous Med Spa, a true pioneer in the field of regenerative medicine. Dr. Welter has helped thousands of New England men and women turn back the clock and look and feel younger both inside and out with advanced regenerative medicine, state-of-the-art body sculpting, and nutrient therapies that will leave you feeling energized and refreshed. So if you're looking to turn back the clock and look and feel younger both inside and out, this podcast is for you. Here's your host of Meet the Experts, Howie Carr.
Welcome to this week's episode of Meet the Experts, our podcast with various experts. Today's episode, I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Ryan Welter of Regenerous Med Spa. It's in Westwood, Massachusetts. He's a true pioneer in the field of regenerative medicine, and I'm a satisfied customer of Dr. Welter for many, many years now. First of all, Dr. Welter, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Meet the Experts podcast.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here, and it's really been great having the opportunity to take care of you and do what we do best, which is regenerate from the inside out.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about first. What is regenerative medicine?
Well, regenerative medicine is really a catch-all phrase for a lot of what we can do in the medical field, where we take, generally speaking, your own cells and stimulate them in a way to help them stimulate healing somewhere else. So, for example, a very simple form of regenerative medicine is something called platelet-rich plasma, where you take your own blood and then activate
PRP.
PRP, exactly. That's right. And you can take your blood and you get the platelets, which really the platelets are kind of the first, they're not really cells, but they're like cells. And they get to an area where if you cut yourself, it's the platelets that really start that response and release growth factors and start healing. So we try to, as physicians, and the way we try to utilize regenerative medicine is to take those processes and those things that happen naturally in your body and harness them to do what we want them to do, heal or regenerate, to turn back the clock of time, you know, fight aging. The applications really are endless, and it's probably one of the largest growing fields of medicine right now.
What you're talking about is making people look better. But it's not plastic surgery.
No, and actually, I am talking about making people look better. But when I'm talking about making people look better, I'm talking about actually turning back biologic clocks to make their bodies better, right, from the inside out. So when we regenerate cellular tissue, we're doing that from the inside out. It's not like makeup you're putting on. It's not like filler you're putting in. These are real
shots.
Or shots. I mean, we have injections that we use to deploy some of these types of regenerative therapies, but they're not interventions in the typical sense that people think of with medical things. Sometimes there's some minor surgical procedure involved to get the cells where they need to go or something like that. But 99% of the time, we're doing things that are very minimally invasive, very easy to do, in and out. You know, you know because you've experienced some of this, but really quick turnover things that have high impact, very low risk, and are using your own body's natural healing powers to restore and regenerate. And that's the power of regenerative medicine. It's really amazing.
Now, let me just tell a personal story. Back in 2020, I had the original Cellulift facial, and it was during the winter. It was a Friday night. The next day, early, I was going down to Mar-a-Lago,
right,
to Palm Beach, and I had dinner at Mar-a-Lago. I ran into the president, and I had my picture taken with him, and I just looked at the picture, and my face was red. But I looked, I thought in the course of 24 hours, I thought I looked about 5 years younger.
Yeah,
I was astounded.
Well, first of all, I didn't know you were going to be doing that the next day. We normally tell people to take a day or two off, but you were like out and out and about the next day, and not even out and about, you're going to go see Donald Trump. So it was pretty amazing. But that's what it can do. I mean, sometimes you have that reaction that is very strong that shows what the regenerative potential is. That then kind of simmers down a little bit. You probably remember, you probably, you know, maybe took a couple steps back from that glow that you had. And then over the course of actually months and then years, you still stimulate those cells to heal. And I think that's what we found out when you came back.
Right. You showed me the picture when I was in Westwood about a month ago for the new upgraded version of the Cellulift facial. You showed me the pictures from 2020, and you told me at the time that it only lasted a couple of years or something, sure, like that. But I looked at the pictures, In my opinion, I looked a lot better even before the second procedure than I did in 2020.
Right. Yeah. So when we looked at the photo that you had back in 2020, before we did the original procedure, before you went to Mar-a-Lago and everything, we compared that to the way you looked today. And you look today younger than you looked back in 2020. It was pretty amazing.
When I had it done, it's like you have a bit of a sunburn, not a serious sunburn, but just a bit of a sunburn. You're a little bit red-faced, but it's not a big deal, and it goes down very quickly. So tell us about the upgraded version that I got of the Cellulift Facial.
Right. Well, let's just say what it is first, and so people can understand that, and then we kind of go through all the changes that we've upgraded over the years. But the general idea is we take, in this case, what we call high-density enhanced platelet-rich plasma, which is similar to what we did last time. We've upgraded that a little bit as well. But basically, we're taking just a simple blood draw to get the platelets. Again, the platelets are those cells that really initiate the healing cascade. So when you cut yourself and you form like a clot or a scab on your hand or wherever you're, the platelets are really the first cells there. They help form that clot, and then they release growth factor so that when that scab falls off in another week or so, you have new tissue. So we're just utilizing that cascade of growth factors in a way to initiate something, in this case, in the face. So what are the challenges to that? Well, the challenges really are getting it to initiate that cascade and then getting it to stick around long enough and continue to heal, and then administering it in a way that's deep enough so we can get in those deep tissues so we can keep that cellular activity going. So we use this laser, a CO2 laser, at a specified setting so it doesn't cause much harm, like you said, a light sunburn, but it causes deep enough penetration to allow us to get good cellular activity with the platelets and the growth factors. And then what we have done since then is there has just been an explosion in research and utilization of peptides, exosomes, and other delivery molecules to help stimulate as well in the regenerative space. So now we're giving all of that, along with the PRP, along with all that energy. Then we have a very nice peptide protocol that we have you follow at home now, using some serums that we've developed in-house that are working very well as an adjuvant to continue the therapy long-term. But all of that has really come together to make a phenomenal procedure.
So what you do is you start out, you take a little bit of blood from me, spin it around in layman's terms, and then you extract the plasma, and then you inject the plasma.
Yes, yes.
But you do it at different levels too. That's a new thing, right?
Right, you do it
at the different levels.
Traditionally, we've used CO2 alone to help deliver some of that energy and help to make those micropores in the skin. But since then, there have been some incredible, what we call radiofrequency microneedling devices, which are, you know, basically we do numb up the skin, so you're numb, so it's not really uncomfortable.
Right.
But basically these needles go into the skin, they penetrate
it's
at
like
different
Novocaine.
Levels. Well, it's like, it's topical Novocaine, so you don't really have any needles with that. And then you're all numbed up. Some people feel like it's a, you know, light massage. Some people it's a little more intense than that. It's really not so bad.
It's not bad. I have a low threshold for pain. I can take it pretty easily.
But they are little needles that are penetrating what we call the epidermis, the top layer of the skin, to get down into that dermal layer. And once we make all those microchannels, we can deliver peptides. We can do all sorts of different things. And also, we've now put energy, that radio frequency energy, at all these different levels as well. So at home, people probably think, well, what does energy mean? What does that mean? It's like, you know, plasma on your face or something. No, it's what energy is really doing. What heat does when it gets into the dermal layers is it helps stimulate elastin and collagen production. So you do have, you know, a natural facelift type of retraction. And so it's, you know, surgery without surgery.
My skin looks tighter.
Yes.
You know,
it tightens up.
It just, you know, as you age, you know, you just tend to, your skin tends to
come down.
Yeah, to sag.
Yeah.
You know, this reverses the process.
Right. So the whole idea is, again, regenerative technology to reverse the aging process. And whether we're doing that in a knee joint or on the skin or in your body to help with anti-aging, there is a lot of utilizations of this technology. And we're just applying it in different ways in the aesthetic world, but also in the medical world as well to give longevity, better health spans, and better looks.
So everybody who's listening to this podcast, Dr. Welter has a special deal for all the listeners. Tell them about that.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is we're offering the listeners of the podcast 15% off any treatment or procedure if you mention the Howie Carr Show here. And we have lots of different procedures. You know, we do the Botox, fillers, we're a spa, we do those types of things. But on the regenerative side, we have a ton of skin tightening, anti-aging modalities as well. We also have a lot of body sculpting and contouring and a lot of ways to really fight the entire aging process. Some of our treatments are as low as $100. And then we have a range of treatments that go up from there, depending on what you need. But when you're booking, we'll do a free consultation. Tell them that Howie Carr sent you and we'll give you the 15% off. And we're going to do this all the way to November 5th, it looks like. So November 5th, if you can get in by then and mention that, we'll give you that discount. So I'll give the number. It's 800-313-4247, 800-313-4247. Or you can go to RegenerousBoston.com. That's R-E-G-E-N-E-R-I-S, Boston.com.
You know, it may seem unfamiliar to a lot of people what you do. But I can just say from personal experience, I would never get a facelift. I've seen too many bad facelifts, but this is something totally different. But I want you to explain what else you can do at Regenerous. I mean, if you're not interested in improving the way your face looks.
We offer basically a range of regenerative services there. We do some surgical things. So some of the things, you know, we have a plastic surgeon will help us with some of that for the people who want that kind of thing done. But we also have a host of regenerative treatments for face, body sculpting, thinning the body, getting you in better shape. We have a complete wellness program, an anti-aging program where we will actually do a complete blood analysis and then, you know, get an idea of how we can optimize from a hormonal aspect, from a vitamin aspect. Optimization, I think, is one of the keys to longevity. So we work on some of those levers in the office as well and help people in that journey. And then we do a lot of orthopedic applications as well. Steve Cardillo, who a lot of people know, has had some knee problems. He came and we did his knee and did a complete regenerative knee on him, and he's doing fantastic. And, you know, a lot of people, when they have an arthritic knee, they don't need to jump to surgery. And there's a lot of interventions you can do before you get to the knee to surgery or to prevent surgery. And I think that's where the field is really expanding greatly. The knee is a huge thing that we do. We do a lot of knees. We do a lot of tendons, joints, you know, that sort of thing, a lot of shoulders. They're low-hanging fruit because they do so well, right? So most of them do pretty well when we do regenerative therapy for them.
So what kind of person comes into Regenerous?
I mean, really, we have young people and athletes. We have people all the way to their 70s and 80s. It doesn't really make a difference. There's a treatment for every age group and for men and women alike, really. I think the real appeal is for those people who they don't want a pharmaceutical intervention. They don't want a surgical intervention. That's really kind of our niche. It's like you.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you're like, I'm never going to get a facelift. I want to do something that's going to give me some regenerative potential and, you know, turn back the clock a little bit, but I'm not ready to, you know, get under the knife, so to speak. You know, and then we have people that, you know, they want to be a little more aggressive and they have people that want to be a little less aggressive. But the whole idea is really to kind of have a place where you can go get an honest opinion about what your options are and then make a decision about what you want to do.
Yeah, sometimes I do remotes and people show me pictures of myself 10 years ago. And, you know, I've lost weight too. But, you know, in some cases, people come up to me and say, you look better now than you did 10 years ago. I don't talk about what happened so much, but it's,
this is a
lot of it, really. I mean, this is an easy way to,
it makes you
to
feel,
make you look better.
It makes you feel good though. Someone says that to you and it just makes you feel so good. The mind has an incredible power over your age, really. Age is a little bit of a mindset. You know, when you're not happy in your head, you're not going to be happy in your face, your body, right? So you have to have that mentality and you can look in the mirror and see one thing, but when someone comes up to you in the street, you know, out of the blue and says, wow, you're looking pretty good. It's a really nice thing.
Yeah. And the thing is, you see people with bad facelifts and they just look horrible. And you say, why would they do something like that to themselves? But this isn't like that. This is just using your own body.
There's another piece to that that I think is kind of worth talking about just a little bit. There are a bunch of people who want that quick fix. And those are the people who, you know, they go for a facelift or something. I think really they know they're going to have the recovery time. It's a big step. They're going to come out, they're going to look a certain way, they're happy with that look. But there's a whole other people, and these are the people I like, because these are the people that are self-motivated. They want to make a change. They're willing to do that extra mile of work. They're willing to really look at what their eating habits are too, look at doing IV therapy, modulation of their hormones, to all these other things that we do, because they're willing to do the work to make them look better, because they want to be better throughout their whole body. They want to have a better chance, you know, against avoiding cancer and all the things that cause, you know, death and aging. And that's our patient, really. Those are the people that really do well with us because, you know, it's a partnership and we get into that and it works real well.
Explain what body sculpting involves.
Body sculpting, it's become a kind of a big word to capture everything from non-invasive to surgical
interventions. Right, that's what I mean. What does it really mean?
Yeah, so this is a field that it kind of blows my mind a little bit because of what we can do compared to what we used to be able to do. I can take a lot of people who are really out of shape and get them into looking a lot fitter than they used to look, for sure. People that didn't want to wear, you know, maybe go to the beach or do something like that. For example, we just developed another thing. We have the Regenerous Cellutone where we are actually using a device and our regenerative technologies to remove cellulite, which typically have been a very difficult thing to treat. There were tons of like different devices and lasers pretending to treat it, and people would spend thousands of dollars to try to get it right, and it never looked good, and it never really had long-lasting results. Now we have a procedure where with the use of basically a way to break some of the fibrous bands that pull the skin down and cause that, I don't know, if cottage cheese like effect that it happens, right? That
doesn't. We look all so understand good. What cottage cheese is.
Yeah,
exactly. What it looks like in a human body.
Right. Yes. It doesn't look good, and it's just a way to break down those bands. You get the peptides and the cellular aspects to start to work, and then all of a sudden you have really nice smooth skin. And this is a person who wouldn't want to go out to the beach, maybe now it's going. And those are the types of things we do. So body sculpting can entail something like that. But more often it entails basically the process of using either, you know, diet, exercise. Sometimes now we have a lot of medications that we can use to help reduce weight in combination with either non-invasive or minimally invasive forms of like lipo removal, ways to basically contour and get the body shape that you want. It's really an amazing time.
Is this affordable for most listeners?
I think so. We have lots of different ways. Obviously, if you want to do a surgical option for body sculpting, you know, if you're doing liposuction, those types of things are a little more pricey. But a lot of the non-invasive things, we have programs where you basically at $199, it's like a gym membership almost, so you can get things done over time. So there are a lot of options and a lot of ways to kind of dip your feet in the water and get, you know, and see how you're going to respond and what's going to work for you.
Tell us about the special offer again for the listeners.
Yeah, again, so, you know, really thankful that you were able to undergo the procedure, have such a great result. And I love it.
Yeah. I'm 100% in favor of this.
Yeah, so thanks. So, and thanks to all the people that listen and follow you. We'd be happy to offer a 15% discount on any treatment or procedure in our office if you mention this podcast and Howie Carr. And again, we offer all sorts of procedures, all the way ranging from Botox fillers to, you know, surgical and non-surgical procedures, including body sculpting, skin tightening, but really a lot of regenerative anti-aging procedures. And I think that's really, if I were a listener of you, that's where I'd be most interested. What can I do to expand my longevity, to live longer, healthier, and enjoy, get the most out of life that I can? We have treatments that start as low as $100, some monthly treatments like we were talking about. And we offer a free consult. So again, it's 15% off if you mention the show. The phone number again is 800-313-4247. And that's 800-313-4247. And again, we're going to go all the way to November 5th with this. And you can reach out to RegenerousBoston.com. That's R-E-G-E-N-E-R-I-S Boston.com. And you can learn a lot about what we do there as well.
One thing you guys are offering now at Regenerous Med Spa is IVs.
Right.
People don't think I'm interested in things like this, but I really am. And I've had success, I think, personally with IVs. And I do NADs. So explain what NADs are and what are some of the other types of IVs you offer.
IV therapy is becoming, you know, there are a lot of places kind of popping up doing it and that sort of thing. I think that really from a medical perspective, what we want to really do is optimize, right? So we usually do a blood panel. We like to see exactly, you know, what we want to optimize and be a little more systematic about it. And we have what I call the piece pillars of health that we try to optimize and walk you through. But a lot of times, just boosting the immune system is incredibly powerful. We're going into the fall flu season. This is the time to do it. In fact, this is a great time if you want to use that 15% to try an IV. It's the great thing to do to see what, you know, it will do for your immune system. But I think there's a lot of controversy about people doing a little bit too much of one thing or another when it comes to IV therapy. What we really try to do is get a optimized regimen that's really patient specific and not just some sort of McDonald's menu type thing and that sort of stuff. But particularly to NAD, I think that it's a powerful molecule that declines as you age. Okay. So why is it important? Well, one of the most important part of your cellular mechanisms is the mitochondria. Okay. The mitochondria is basically, the way to think of it as a layperson is, this is your factory. Okay. If your factory shuts down, you're toast. And you've got literally billions of these little factories working in all your cells all the time. And NAD is one of the, you know, basically one of the, I don't know, the bricks that go into the factory, let's put it that way. And if you, you know, if you don't have enough bricks,
the fuel
that you need, all of those types of things, right? Good analogy either way. And if you run out of that, you're going to be toast as well. And it runs low as you age. And so one of the keys to NAD that's been a little elusive is getting high enough concentrations to get the intracellular concentration high. It needs to get into the cells, and it also needs to get from the cells into the mitochondria. That's where it's going to have the most effect. So IV NAD has been a way to try to achieve that, but there are some other things coming down the horizon as well. And we're really proud and excited to be doing some of the research involved with that NAD therapy. I think NAD therapy is going to be huge.
A lot of influencers are getting into it. I've tried to explain it to people because I've been doing this for like 5 years, and I can never explain it very well. But now that the younger influencers are into it, I guess younger people are picking it up, right?
Right, which is interesting because young people, the real young, aren't really in need of it. It's really kind of as we get over the 50 years of age, it starts to decline a little more. But either way, it's kind of funny. That's how things happen on the internet, and you have to be careful of some of that. But from a scientific perspective, it's definitely an amazing tool that we have in our tool shed that's still being fleshed out into exactly what the best way to do it is and that sort of thing. But for the time being, we have IV therapy, and it's a nice modality. And other things that help your mitochondria, real important, is just regular exercise. Getting out and walking every day is really important as well. So there's a lot of ways to do that, and they're all good.
I've had relatives that had Alzheimer's disease, and I've, of course, watched Biden going downhill. And, you know, I do 4 hours a day, and, you know, sometimes I couldn't come up with a word that I needed to. And I started taking the NAD, and it's really helped me a lot. There are a lot of these things that you could, I think people could try one or two times and just see if they have the same impact on them that they have on me and so many other people.
Yeah, so you make a very, very good point. I've been a doctor now for a long time. I started in primary care. I did primary care with obstetrics, and I have my doctorate in biochemistry. And so I've done a lot of different things, and I've seen a lot of things. As you get older as a physician, you start to recognize one thing is absolutely true. Every single person is different. And I can give you one medication, give another guy another medication, and you can have just completely different responses, you know, unexpected sometimes. So it's not that you should go out and try everything. You need to, you know, that's why you have doctors to kind of guide you through that process, obviously. But there's a lot to be said for the fact that we don't know all the answers. Regenerative medicine is an evolving, a new space that has really exponentially grown. We have things every day. I'm reading articles about new things being developed and that sort of thing.
Well, you're going out and talking with people, like out in
all the time, right?
San Diego. I mean, just trying to keep up with the newest procedures and advances
all the time. I'm in WhatsApp chats with, you know, hundreds of doctors, that we were just always hashing these things out, trying to find out what's right, what's not, what's new, what's not, you know. And, you know, because there's a lot of money in the space too, and you don't, from the pharmaceutical side and people are developing these things, you want to be really careful with some of that. So we want to only offer things that are going to be tried and true and going to be helpful to people. So fleshing that out takes a little bit of time and energy, and that's my job. That's what I do. And then your job really, I think, as a patient is to find out, yeah, I need to know if this is going to help me and to give it a shot, because some of these things will. And it might not be for you, it might, but, a lot of them are low threshold in terms of cost, risk, could benefit. I mean, a lot of people spend more on their car uptake sometimes than they do on their wealth or their health, and I think you got to think of it. Look, preventive maintenance on your body. What price are you going to put on that?
And this isn't like, Laetril, to use something, like a peach pit or something like this. I mean, these are all legitimate, recognized medical procedures.
Yes.
That you just may not know them as well as you would know other medical procedures.
So I think that really what the education process in medicine is, you know, in terms of the laity of all the patients and people out there, it really, gosh, it's all driven by pharmaceuticals, right? So you have all these drug advertisements and all the education pushes that direction. You get more people asking about Ozempic, for example, than, you know what I mean? Than just like what these other things are. There's not the real thing to understand about regenerative medicine space is that you own it. You're the it's your cells, and nobody has ownership over that except for you. So no one's going to patent that. No one's going to make a gazillion dollars doing what we do. You know, there's no pharmaceutical company. They fight us, actually, on the other side of the coin, you know, saying that this isn't proven. This, and then we literally have study after study after study. And so it's kind of interesting. For example, Google still bans PRP. If I say I offer platelet-rich plasma, now I can show you hundreds and hundreds of studies of its efficacy in hundreds of different modalities, different ways to use it.
Just show a picture of me, my face.
I know. Google doesn't, you know, they're gonna, they'll, but that's the whole thing. So it's very interesting, the space that we're in and the way the money kind of dictates a little bit of what the thought leadership pushes and that sort of thing. So I think that's a big part of the problem. You have to be your own advocate. You need to kind of get in the right spaces to learn things a little bit now these days. It's just what it is. It's where we live in.
What are your credentials, doctor?
Well, I went to Oklahoma State University and got my doctorate in biochemistry and molecular biology. I was actually, my story is a little unique and interesting. My best friend's dad was a neurosurgeon and I wanted to do what he did. I loved what he was doing. So I wanted to do neuropeptide chemistry. So I worked with this spectacularly smart scientist, Chang'an Yu, who basically was this close to the Nobel Prize. He did a lot of X-ray crystallography in the mitochondrial chain. So all my PhD research was with mitochondria and nitrous oxide, two huge anti-aging things now. And then I went to medical school. I went to OU and I graduated concurrently with my doctorate, my PhD, basically. And then went off to Brown. And what I was going to do, I was doing my neurosurgery residency, but I'd been recently married. We just had our first child. And I got into my neurosurgery rotations and recognized that this was not going to be for me. These people were, I think there were 11 attendings back then at Brown. They were all divorced. They were all miserable. They were just, you know. So I switched quickly on a dime because I needed to be in New England from Oklahoma. My wife is from New England. That's how I ended up here. Because her mother was having some difficulty with multiple sclerosis. So we said, I'm going to be up here. And so I decided to do family medicine. I did family medicine with obstetrics. And I loved it. It was a great field for many, many years. Back when I used to go to the intensive care unit and round on my patients every morning. I used to deliver my own babies. I did all of that stuff. And we grew. We had 7 urgent care centers and 7 primary care centers. Mm-hmm. I was all over Southeastern Mass. It was a wonderful time in my life. But insurance changed, hospitalists came into play, and all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to the hospital anymore. You're not really, you know, you're just, right. You know, you're managing blood pressure all day long. And I started a weight clinic in my office, which patients had to pay for. Okay. So I'm doing every single day. Someone come in and, you know, I think we're going to have to increase your lisinopril. We're going to have to go up on your cholesterol medicine or that sort of thing. No one was ever really getting better. And I started my own little weight loss clinic. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm taking people off their diabetic meds. You know, it was just amazing, the results. But I wasn't able to really get paid for that. There was no reimbursement model for that. There was really no, it was so interesting to me. And you recognize that really what was driving the entire industry was the pharmaceutical world. You know, basically more meds, more not being healthy. And so we quickly developed, like I started to get out of that and develop my own models of health and wellness. I ended up doing some cosmetic surgery with hair restoration for a completely different reason, a different story, but that came into play. And I was very, because of my background in biochemistry, got into the whole cell-based therapy thing, started using platelet-rich plasma early for hair restoration, and realized that this was an amazing tool that, you know, basically it's like once you have a hammer and you can hit a lot of nails, you start hitting nails in the face and the joints, you know, all over the place. And we recognized that cell therapy was just going to be an amazing thing. So back in 2011, we did the first ever stem cell for hair treatment. And then it's been basically a whirlwind since then, Howie.
Well, again, I'm a very satisfied customer. I think my face looks a lot better. Your office is in Westwood. Is it difficult to make an appointment? How far in advance can people?
No, we offer, like I said, we offer free consultations. We have a lot of concierge staff that help walk patients through the whole patient journey. It's a simple call to the office. We have a website that explains a lot of our information at regenerousboston.com. And there's a lot of information there, a lot of topics, a lot of places you can see what we do. And, you know, just follow me, Instagram and Twitter and all that, and you can learn a little bit about what we do as well. If you want, just call the office at 800-313-4247. That's 800-313-4247, and you'll be connected with someone who can help you.
And you'll get a 15% discount through November the 5th, if you mention Howie Carr. again, I just can't say enough about the advanced cellulift facial. It's just great. You know, and again, some of the other procedures are in AD. I recommend that highly too.
Yeah, it's a good
thing. I don't know you from that, but I just found that on my own. And it's just, there's so many new procedures that a lot of people don't know very much about.
Yeah, regenerative medicine, it's an amazing space. It's definitely worth learning about. You'll be well worth your while if you're a patient to learn about it and see what might be able to be done for you, because it's really, the sky's the limit really in terms of what we can do now in a lot of ways.
Okay, Dr. Ryan Welter, I appreciate you being with us here tonight.
Thank you.
From Regenerous Med Spa in Westwood. It's really an opportunity to make your life a little better, I think, or a lot better actually, if you follow through. Thanks, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Hey, thanks. I look forward to working with you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Meet the Experts with Howie Carr. We'll be back soon with even more interesting guests you're sure to learn a great deal from.